Proclamation number 3998 of 13th of March, 1947. Exhortation to spread the proclamations. Near end. Pay attention to the announcements which point to the near end, for they are a special gift of grace, even though thick and ten touches you terribly. The last words of admonition are a proof of God's love, who still wants to help you shortly before the end, so that you will be protected from spiritual ruin. And they will become ever louder. The admonitions will sound ever more urgent, for humanity is in greatest danger. Yet faith in the truth of the announcements is lacking, and therefore they will not be taken seriously. The divine voice will not be recognized, and the admonitions will fade away in people's ears and leave no deeper impression. The seer and prophet are not respected. People's attention is directed towards earthly goods. The care for the soul is omitted, and divine love remains unrecognized. People are content with the world of appearances and do not strive for the spiritual world, which alone is valuable and enduring. And God cannot express himself more obviously than through the elements of nature, for these are inaccessible to people's will. Consequently, only a power which is exceedingly powerful can subdue them. And this being will reveal itself when the hour has come, which has been set since eternity. And God always and constantly points this out, so that they will also get to know the giver by the truth of the manifestations, and now submit themselves to him. For many who have taken notice of these gifts will have great grace to remain alive, and these will have the evidence of truth and now eagerly stand up for it. And therefore these announcements shall be spread. They shall be made accessible to all who cross the path of the one who received them from above. They shall be spoken of unabashedly, for this is why God reveals himself through the voice of the Spirit, so that his will is made known to people. And this is why he announces his plan of eternity to people, so that they will benefit from the knowledge, so that they will work on themselves while there is still time. And time is short. Believe this and live as if tomorrow is the last day for you. And don't let God speak to you in vain. Listen to his voice and believe that he himself wants to admonish and warn you in love and concern for your souls. He does not want to let you experience the day unprepared, when an inconceivably great natural disaster will take you by surprise and bring a change of life for you humans which you cannot imagine. He will express himself, and everyone who is of good will be able to recognize him. Again and again he will make himself heard and point you to that day which will be followed in a not too long time by the last end, the day of judgment and the complete downfall of everything on earth. And those who survive the day of natural disaster can speak of an extraordinary grace, for it will now be easy for them to believe, because everything will come to pass as it is predicted. Therefore this event should be eagerly mentioned. The announcements should always be spread with the indication that there is not much time left, that the care for the souls is extremely important, and that earthly things should remain unnoticed as far as possible, because they avoid, for all possessions will be taken away from people who cling to earthly things, so that they will recognize the worthlessness of matter and the will of God, who can give and take and does so as it is beneficial for the human being's soul, which he wants to save from eternal ruin. Amen.